fellas. And I'm sure that Mr. Lincoln must be proud to know that today he's sharing his birthday with over 2 million Boy Scouts all over our country who are carrying on his ideals.
That's right, Red. And it's those ideals that all of us are interested in keeping alive through scouting. Say, Jimmy Stewart, you were a scout back in Indiana. Let's see, what was the troop number, Jimmy?
I was Troop 3, Roy. And ever since, I've always had an eye on scouting, watched its effect on boys.
On my honor as a scout.
Good scouts become good men. Boys who live fairly, honorably, decently become men who live the same way. Men can outgrow scouting, but they need never outgrow the scout oath, the scout law. They are as important in the adult world as they are in scouting. The things I learned in scouting have stayed with me, and I don't like to think of them as lessons. They were the result of normal American kids doing what normal average American boys ought to be doing and what they have fun doing. And as we salute scouting on its birthday, it's my hope that every American boy has his chance to be a good scout. And I want to congratulate the Boy Scouts on their crusade to strengthen the arm of liberty.
What was that you said, Jimmy?
Strengthen the arm of liberty, Red.
Hey, that's it. By golly, that's it. Instead of having a rodeo for the scouts, why don't we take them all right now to the Statue of Liberty, where a big ceremony is going on back in New York, and we'll show them what the arm of liberty really means, can't we?
That's a swell idea, Red.
Sure is, Roy. So stand by, scouts all over the country, as your scout jamboree takes you now to the Statue of Liberty on Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor.